From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian government forces have captured a wide section of the rebel-held area of Aleppo. They are threatening to dislodge the rebels from their last major urban stronghold. There are reports of panic and retreat in the rebel-held areas. Reclaiming all of Aleppo would be a big step forward for the embattled government of President Bashar al-Assad. Kurdish commanders say an American volunteer fighting with a Kurdish militia was killed Monday in a battle inside Islamic State fighters against Islamic State fighters in northern Syria. The American was reported killed north of Raqqa, where U.S.-backed forces are fighting the Islamic State group as part of an offensive to free the city. In a setback to efforts to end the war in Yemen, Houthi rebels and their allies have announced the formation of a new government in Sana'a. The Houthi-controlled Saba News Agency said the government is tasked with establishing order and confronting what it called Saudi aggression. This comes less than 2 weeks after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he extracted a pledge from Houthi leaders to form a unity government with their opponents. The U.N.-led plan called for the Houthis to pull out of the main cities and hand over their heavy weapons. But the exiled Yemeni president, Abdu Rabu al-Mansur Hadi, rejected that agreement. Cubans lined up in Havana's Revolutionary Square Monday to pay their last respects to Fidel Castro. Memorial services began early Monday after 21 gun salutes sounded simultaneously in the capital and in the eastern city of Santiago, where Castro started the Cuban Revolution in 1953. The government has declared a 9-day period of mourning. The 90-year-old former communist dictator died Friday after a long illness. This is VOA News.